angles that Manny Pacquiao's punches come from.
Straight
like
left
that.
Hand up the middle. Another element, of course, of focusing on round one here is what happened in the first round against Provodnikov, which was a disaster, but a disaster from which he built a fire. Good right hook by Pacquiao. Momentarily wobbled Algieri.
I think it was more off balance, Jim. I don't think that really wobbled him.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Algieri's scientific approach to the fight game. Seen and what he said about how he negates, plans to negate Pacquiao's speed. He said speed is time over distance, and I'm going to use my length to fight at a greater distance and thereby reduce his speed.
Already, Algieri knows that Pacquiao can deal with his speed more effectively than Ruslan Provodnikov can. Pacquiao has cut off the ring twice on him and landed shots both times.
Go! Go!
Algieri almost got trapped in the corner. Side-to-side movement, a big part of his game.
The bad thing about Pacquiao here is he's willing to take one of Chris Algieri's big shots to land his own. And we'll have to see if Chris Algieri can muster enough in his big shot to cause Pacquiao any problems.
Well, Algieri's critics would say there's no such thing as a big shot.
Very few fleet-footed boxers without much punching power with low knockout percentages have beaten, upended, you know, come out of nowhere to beat a guy like Pacquiao, a once dominant knockout artist. Fewer than many boxing fans realize.
The evidence of round one so far suggests that Manny Pacquiao can find Chris Algieri and that he can land big shots against him. But never underestimate the resourcefulness of Algieri, who surely will be thinking of trying to find a way to deal with that. Body right shot hand. By Pacquiao.
And good straight right lead by Chris Algieri.
It looked like a very good straight right hand.
Without you fucking up.
From where we were sitting.
For real.
Algieri, as you see, not noted for his punching power, landed a beautiful straight right lead right here as Pacquiao's coming in. Right down the pipe, just to give a little respect to that Pacquiao, knows that you have to be careful when you're on the attack.
Dionisio Pacquiao, barely able to watch at ringside. Round two begins. Pacquiao was 11 of 39 by CompuBox count in the first round. Algieri was only 3 of 28. One of the three, that right-hand shot that we showed you in the replay.
What Algieri showed with that right hand is he's not a big puncher, but he's a very accurate puncher. And he can snap a guy's head back and create space for himself.
Good shot by Algieri.
Good left hook by Algieri. And
Pacquiao chases and tries to retaliate.
Yeah, and Algieri's left eye is swollen again, and he didn't get knocked down this time. So I'm trying to figure out how to get swollen this time.
Yeah, well, it's the right eye last time. It's the left eye this time. And I'm thinking it was a right hook by Manny Pacquiao. Algieri beginning to work his jab. That was what was missing in round one. Pacquiao begins to counter. Manny Pacquiao looks very fast in the first couple of rounds.
Not only is he very fast, but he also is very
quick. And down goes Algieri on a straight left-hand shot. He's going to say it was a slip, but Gina Rodriguez is going to call it a knockdown.
I agree with Algieri.
That definitely was a slip, and it's one of them. That definitely was a slip.
So a bad break for Algeria early. Just as he was down in the first round twice against Provodnikov, he goes down in the second round here.
Big difference, though. He was badly hurt against Provodnikov, and here he was hit as his foot was slipping in the corner.
Lucky break for Pacquiao, but it counts as a knockdown. Algeria's moving, but not sticking enough.
Yeah, but he's very comfortable, Jim. He's not panicking. He's not afraid. He's moving. He's making very smart boxing maneuvers, and he's still in this fight. Until Pacquiao catches him clean, and I see how Pacquiao how he reacts to Pacquiao's power, then I'll say he's in trouble.
Big difference between this and the Provodnikov fight. It's so much harder for him to land shots against Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao's way faster.
Yeah, but Pacquiao hasn't really honestly hit him with a good clean punch yet. Right here.
Pacquiao's getting closer and closer to landing something really big and hard. Or so it feels.
That was his first with a clean punch right there.
Algeria's boxing well. I mean, this is Manny Pacquiao in front of him. He may not have done enough to win either one of these first two rounds, but he's negated most of what Pacquiao wants to do. It's not easy.
Algeria just missing with the right hand. Already pointed out, Roy Jones, that Algeria's left eye is beginning to show a little bit of damage. They have brought professional cut man Jacob Stitch Duran with them for this fight. Big addition to their team. They didn't have that element against Provodnikov. They made it through. Tonight they're better equipped. Here's Stitch Duran right there. Going to work.
All right.
Yep. Everything is perfect. We got two more like this, okay?
All right. Cypher okay, Boxing. Replay of the Pacquiao Algeria fight yesterday from Macau, China.
And how you know he wasn't hurt?
HBO pay-per-view.
Fire right there until he touched that big water spot. Not only one foot, both feet.
I got Pacquiao winning the first two rounds. Effective aggression. Algeria showing the movement he talked about during training. But Pacquiao is cutting off that ring very well. Let's go back, round three.
You saw the disappointment as Algeria's brother was up protesting the knockdown call.
We heard in Algeria's corner, two more like that. So it's clear they don't want to give Pacquiao anything, any big opportunities early. Algeria can have and has fought in the past at a very high punch output. So the threat of Pacquiao is negating Algeria's offense, but that may be by Camp Algeria's design.
That is by their design. Like I said, he has to get into the fight and get comfortable. He's not the experienced fighter here. He's the guy with the least experience. So he can't come out and throw his whole envelope on the table because paper to paper, he can't match up with Pacquiao.
No, but four rounds is a lot to give up on the cards when you're not a knockout artist.
Of course it is, but you're still fighting Manny Pacquiao. And if you go in there within the first four rounds and get caught with something that you're not ready for, the fight could end.
Meantime, Pacquiao has failed to create an action if Algeria didn't want to punch, which is what he said he'd do. Algeria is tough to create an action against. He's tall, he's rangy, he has good defense.
Wonderful footwork. Excellent footwork.
One thing about Algeria, the term is negative split. It applies to track and field and swimming where people are able to build rhythm and do better in the second half of the race than the first half of the race. Algeria in several fights threw more punches in the second half of the fight than in the first half of the fight. And he builds rhythm.
And that's his plan right here now. He's landed some really two good left hooks against Pacquiao already. And he's really starting to try to test Pacquiao and see can he put his gloves on him in a hard way.
Early in the fight, Pacquiao seemed able to cut off the ring against Algeria. The danger, if you can't cut off the ring, is that you get into chasing him, the way Provodnikov did. If you begin chasing Algeria, he's got you to a certain degree.
And you see the footwork slowed Manny down some, and that way Chris Algeria was able to land a good straight right lead just then.
Algeria Jerry's obviously not awed by the moment. And now the trick for him is going to be, as he's starting to box more effectively offensively in this round, is as comfortable as he is to maintain that kind of nervous energy so that he keeps that guard up and keeps that defense tight, even if and when he has increasing offensive success.
Pacquiao landed a jab moments ago. Now gets in a body shot. Going to the body might be a good idea. Algieri blocking the right hand upstairs, keeping his left glove pinned to his cheek. Algieri not able to throw much in this round as he's focusing on defense and trying to disrupt Pacquiao's rhythm. Hard right hand by Manny Pacquiao upstairs. Good quick hook set up by a left hand to the body.
Best right hook for Pacquiao, yes, in this fight.
And yet it was thrown to land, not thrown with real knockout force. Sometimes you see Pacquiao throw that punch. Algieri's speed and defense is forcing that out of Pacquiao already.
So it's definitely given Algieri his due. Algieri seems to be really focused on trying to land that left hook, trying to get that timing down. Pacquiao does seem a little bit frustrated with the footwork, but not too bad. Not caught in off the ring, like they said. But it looks like he's trying to deal with that straight right, which is surprisingly landing better for Algieri than the straight left for Manny Pacquiao. Algieri got back on the defensive mode, looking to set good habits for the rest of the fight.
You're beautiful, man. Everything stays the same. You see how it's slowly unfolding?
Here you see Pacquiao coming in with the left to the body, followed by the right hook over the top to the head. Best right hook I think he's landed all night. Didn't throw with conviction because he has to be moving while he's doing it in order to catch up with Chris.
All night being three rounds so far. And we'll check in with Harold Lederman right now to see how he scores it through the first three.
Okay, so you make it a 3-0, 30-26, Manny Pacquiao. He gets an extra point for that knockdown around two, whether it was a slip or a knockdown. Gina Rodriguez called it a knockdown, he gets an extra point. So that becomes a 10-8 round. Jim, I don't know. I honestly believe that Chris Algieri should move his hands a little more. Throw some more punches. There you go. When he throws punches, it seems to me he's got a chance in this fight. When he just runs and covers up, Manny just seems to get to him. I'd love to see Chris get more offensive. But anyway, 3-0, Manny Pacquiao.
I think the plan is for that to happen next round, according to what they're telling him in the corner.
Yeah, the conversation between rounds began with Tim Lane twice saying to Algieri, you see what's happening? You see what's happening? What would you speculate that he's referring to, Roy?
Well, he's trying to see, figure him out, make him punch while he's moving, let some of the power and some of the steam blow off. If he stops and throws his hands more right now, like Harold suggests, he'll be sitting on the canvas pretty short. He's not ready for that yet. Let Pacquiao blow some of this early steam off in round five, start boxing, then start taking your chances. Because if you're ever going to knock him out, let him blow the steam off. You're the least experienced of the two guys. Wait till the strong punch of power is gone. Let him get into the fight a little bit. Then maybe you have a better chance of catching him.
Right, right hand uppercut by Pacquiao.
You see right there, he's got the fight.
Pacquiao is so physically gifted athletically. But I think also, and you heard him say in the corner at one point,
Body shots.
So as the rounds go on, they're hoping that Algieri's defense and length will have Pacquiao reaching and offer them better counter-punching opportunities.
That's the whole game plan.
Evidence of this round so far suggests to me that Manny Pacquiao wanted to focus on body shots this round, and he has done damage with body shots to Algieri here.
Well, he's focused on big shots, Jerry. He's trying to get Algieri out of here. To get him out of here, you got to land big shots. And the way to start that is with the body shots. But you see, Algieri is still in big shots itself. He just
right
throws another good right hand right there.
Pacquiao with a left hand lead. It was clear during the publicity tour they didn't dislike each other. They seemed to enjoy each other's company. Freddie Roach wasn't all thrilled with that. He said in the New Yorker magazine, yeah, he may get along with him. I don't want him to.
Everyone gets along with Manny Pacquiao.
How possible not to? Exactly right. As Roy and I talk over, hard left hand by Pacquiao. Algeria's taken some punishment in this round.
But he hasn't been down yet, Jim, so that's a good thing for him.
Hard right hand by Algieri. That right hand lead is landing fairly frequently for Chris Algieri when he chooses to throw it.
really no talking going on between Freddie and Manny during in between rounds, because Manny's doing exactly what it looks like they were trained to do. Algieri isn't throwing enough punches to really keep him off. So it is a glorified sparring match, so to speak. Algieri is very aware of Manny's power, and it looks like Manny's power is going to be going back down to the lower weights, where it seems better suited for the fighters that he can face. A little bit closer to his walk-around weight also. But Algieri's straight right still is landing at will, and he is making some movements, but not enough to really score another round for Pacquiao. Four rounds to zero.
Comes out with a good long jab. That should be the key weapon for Algieri. Hasn't shown it a whole lot so far, but if he gets that jab on track, that probably means things are starting to go better for him.
And suddenly he begins letting his hands go. This is a guy who has thrown as many as 82 jabs in a single round. And there's a right cross, perfect, on the chin of Manny Pacquiao. Didn't move Manny at all.
Didn't move Manny, but that was a beautiful right hand, one that Manny does not want to continue to walk into.
First 30 seconds of this round belong to Algieri with the jab and the right hand.
The crowd's doing an eye, but Pacquiao's not landing.
No, he's not. It's because of the footwork of Algieri.
Touch gloves again.
What would wind up very discouraging for Algieri is if, having followed his game plan more or less so far, if this is the round he's supposed to take over in their minds and he starts the round off like this, what happens if Pacquiao starts to dominate over the second half of the round and starts to find success?
And is able to counter with big shots like that.
A pivotal round in the fight.
Another couple of right hands land for Algieri. They're not big, but he's getting his leather onto Pacquiao's chin with that right hand.
And he's not concerned in landing nothing big because he only has a few knockouts in him with great body shot. His job is to just put punches on Pacquiao like that.
And that straight right hand and a left hook.
That's their game plan. Just hit Pacquiao as often as they can. Hopefully they'll wear him down without Chris getting caught with a big shot. And maybe he can knock him out.
He's gotten hit here, but it's been a whole different kind of round for Chris Algieri as he's finally unlocked the bolt to his offense and is throwing the jab with frequency, which is the name of the game for him. Algieri's footwork keeping him safe there against Pacquiao's big shots.
Superb footwork, and you notice that he's going to the body a lot. And I can guarantee you now, looking at Chris Algieri, his plan is as follows. Keep hitting Pacquiao with straight right to the body as often as he can. Go for the overhand right like Marquez did and try to knock him out.
Meantime, Pacquiao looks determined, and maybe this was Team Algieri's plan, but Pacquiao, when he gets boxed and hit, looks determined to start walking Algieri down, but as a result, sometimes just walks forward into more shots.
Right into the shots, and that's got to be Algieri's camp's whole game plan. Frustrate him, make him run into a shot, and try to knock him out.
So that had to be an encouraging round for Algieri, because
well,
he seems
about,
to have won
this time of the fight where
plan.
I was really sick of them actually touching gloves. Algieri wins the first round. I gave it to him. As far as the fight's concerned, Pacquiao looked a little bit tired and frustrated by the movement of Algieri. However, Algieri is still not throwing enough punches to really stem the tide of Pacquiao's aggression. Pacquiao doesn't seem to be worried at all about the power that he's feeling from Chris Algieri. He's hit flush a bunch of times that round, but still kept coming forward really well. There doesn't seem to be a big weight difference, but if Algieri does not increase his punch output, I don't know what kind of game plan he's really trying to apply against Pacquiao.
Bam, as Manny's coming in. Not a killer punch, but you saw it stop Manny's left hand from coming out, which saves Chris Algieri because now he doesn't get caught with that big left hand.
Four rounds to one, Pacquiao.
Straight right hand against the southpaw.
Yep.
Round six begins in what became something of a different fight in round five. Harold Edelman still scored the round for Manny Pacquiao. I don't think it was necessarily an easy round to score. Wouldn't surprise me if the judge had Chris Algieri winning that round. Obviously, Max Kellerman thought that Algieri won the round, right, Max?
I did, yeah. But many judges won't give you the round if you're the guy moving away and the other guy's acting. active with his hands. I just didn't see Pacquiao land clean shots, and I saw an Algeri land some clean shots.
Manny got in a left hand to the side of Algeri's face there. Algeri goes back to pumping the jab. He was reluctant to throw the jab in the first four rounds. Now it's changed. Again, a guy who at one time in his career threw 82 jabs in a single round. In the first four rounds of the fight, copy box found Manny Pacquiao throwing 100 more punches than Chris Algeri. The profile coming in was that Pacquiao was not the volume puncher Algeri was. But Pacquiao's power changed that equation early on.
And what makes Pacquiao deadly is that he is actually a volume puncher, just a volume power puncher. So that makes him more dangerous than normal guys are. That's the biggest thing about him, is that he throws volume punches and he's a big-time volume puncher, power puncher.
Now, Tino Rodriguez is telling Chris Algeri to keep the right-hand body shot up. It was right on the belt line.
Didn't look low to me. But
and the yeah, belt line is above the neck. Therefore, that should be a legal shot.
Hard left hand by Pacquiao stuns Algeri.
Down he goes. That was from a combination by Pacquiao, which is why he always still punches and punches.
It counts as a knockdown. And let's see if Algeri still hurt.
Algeri nodded his hand like, yeah, with his head like, yeah, he got me.
Yeah, he hit him first. And he bumped him, but he did hit him first. So that is a legitimate knockdown, I think.
Extended right hand by Algeri momentarily. That's Pacquiao. But he keeps coming. Fires away with a left hand. Algeri goes down for the second time. Third time in the fight. And once again, there's water in that corner. And his foot slipped out from under him. And he can't get Rodriguez to listen to him on that point.
No, he should stay out of that corner.
Yup. Stay out of the corner. Of that corner.
No question the water was at least partially a factor in that knockdown. But Manny's knocked him down twice in this round. Pacquiao power showing up big time here in round six. Two knockdowns of Algeri in this round. Three official knockdowns now in the fight. Oh.
Big round from Pacquiao right there. Really surprising how he's eliminated Algeri's jab just by countering it so well with his left hand. They're both looking for that left hook, but Pacquiao's definitely the one that's landing it a lot more with a lot more authority. Algeri definitely giving up all advantages. When you're the tall guy, when you're the one with the reach, when you're with the one with the movement, that jab should be your first line of defense. And he's just really, he's really bending at the waist into a lot of Pacquiao's power, which is why Pacquiao was able to land that straight left hand that hurt the man. Pacquiao shouldn't be able to throw a jab that should touch Algeri without him reaching in because of the height advantage, but Algeri's taking all that height advantage away by leaning in at the waist and not using that leverage or his waist to really turn away from the punches and lessen the blow, which is why he just went down twice. Not knowing really what game plan is right now, Algeri seems to be real happy with just looking pretty on with his footwork, but he's going to have to land a lot more punches to get this fight.
He's got three.
Yeah.
Now Chris Algeri may be in a compromising situation. Because of the knockdowns, now he has to change his style and he's trying to start winning the fight earlier or start trying to go for the knockout because of those knockdowns being 1.5, as Max and I agree.
Now with the smell of a knockout in the air, it's commentary dangerous to take a break for the score, but we're going to do it. Harold, how do you have it so far?
I want to tell you, these guys kill me. 1.5 knockdowns? Give me a break. Anyway, I got it 6-0, 60-51 Manny Pacquiao. He gets an extra point for each of those knockdowns. So round six becomes a 10-7 round. I mean, he's got a whopping 9-point lead. Chris is, I tell you, I think he's just got to slow down a little and stand there and bond with Manny a little. Because he's been boxing, he's been moving. I don't think he's won a round because he hasn't hit Manny hard enough. I think he's got to change his game plan and stand there and use his quick hands. 6-0, Manny Pacquiao.
That's why low knockout percentage fighters don't generally come out of nowhere to beat guys like Manny Pacquiao because they're one-dimensional. Even if they're multi-dimensional within that dimension, their boxing dimension, what do they do if they fall way behind on the cards?
Come on. low knockout percentage. Algieri had only 8 KOs in 20 fights coming in. By the current standard of the sport, that is a way low knockout percentage. He's just not that kind of fighter. Algieri seemed to realize he was backing toward the wet corner. Got himself out of there in a hurry.
Just no activity from Algieri in this fight. You would expect him to throw at least 100 punches a round, but he's just enamored with his footwork, just going around Pacquiao and really not giving a steady target for Pacquiao, but at the same time getting caught with the harder punches.
Make him take a backward step or a half step back, but Manny obviously
doesn't
feel like
punches.
He's in danger of being hurt by the shot.
It's the difference between punching at the target and punching powerfully through the target, the way Pacquiao does.
And with such little power, he would need to win each round to get this decision.
Good hard body shot.
And with those knockdowns.
He's landed a couple of those this round.
He's really in survival mode because it doesn't appear that he's trying to push the fight to
win. Right hand
body
upstairs. Those have been the two areas of occasional success for Chris Algieri. There have been many more for Manny Pacquiao.
Deep breath. Pull your right hand first.
Yep.
Go let that back leg go forward. Right?
Okay.
Go allow yourself to get squared up on those right hands, okay?
Yep.
We're listening to Chris Algieri's corner at this moment.
This is where we dreamed of being. This is where we want to be. Chris, this guy is just tired. You see everything. You unloaded a little bit more that round, okay? Now this round, you do the same thing.
Yep.
He's going to reach. When he reaches, you check it out.
Okay.
All right. Deep breath. Did you see the ropes, Chris? Look, see the ropes. Okay, see the ropes.
Okay.
See the ropes. Put them on the rope a little bit. Bang, bang, bang. Then move back up. Breathe. Don't allow that back.
That comic dinner league was provided by Chris Algieri's corner, telling everybody that's where they want to be. If being down 6-1 is where you want to be in the fight, then that might be a bad game plan.
Teddy Atlas toolbox. Chris, this is where you wanted to be. This is what you wanted. Trying to remind them of the mindset of confidence that they built coming into the fight. A fight in which so far, as you see on his unofficial scorecard, Harold Lederman has given every round to Manny Pacquiao.
When your strategy is to essentially give away the first four rounds, and you're not a big puncher, you have to be perfect the rest of the way. And that obviously hasn't happened for Algieri.
If that was really the plan, it has me thinking, what were they thinking? Seriously, give away the first four rounds against the guy who has knockout power when you don't?
Well, I'm sure in their minds it wasn't give it away. It was box a little differently and a little more patiently and cautiously. But how is he expecting to win those rounds against a high-volume power puncher?
As a fighter, anytime you have seen a guy get knocked out before, you think in 8-ounce gloves, there's always a chance, even though you're not a puncher, that you can either catch him coming in, run into a big enough shot, and possibly get lucky and get a knockout. That's just the consensus of a real pro fighter. So Chris Algieri felt like he's been out before, maybe I can give him four rounds, set him up so I can put these 8-ounce on him, and it's possible I can knock him out. But if I try to come out and box him early, or try to knock him out early, he may knock me out.
I think it's a bad plan.
It is a bad plan, but that's the only champion he could have. This is Manny Pacquiao we're talking about.
I know. I liked what he said, though, when he was talking about, yeah, you know, I think with my length and my jab, I can disrupt his rhythm. That sounded to me like the only thing that could have worked. And they seem to have dispensed with that too early. Hard left hand by Pacquiao.
Algieri with a little less movement this time, sitting down on his punches, looking like he's wanting to put some power behind it. Trying a little something different. Adjustments have been made.
It's kind of
trying to
give
him some kind of pep talk.
I hit him on the belt line. You warned me about hitting the low. He
Pacquiao
hits me there,
is,
and you don't say a thing. What's up?
Deterred.
This is Michael Jordan, the AC Green.
Quick left hook by Algieri. Manny Pacquiao countering 1, 2, 3.
No, against might almost like a jab. But it's Algeria's best punch is that good long jab, and he just shelved it for way too much of this fight.
Roy Jones complimented early the great footwork of Chris Algieri. Manny Pacquiao's footwork is unreal.
His exception.
His ability to get from one side to another and create punching angles unmatched. Up.
This is about the time of the fight that I was happy I put no money on the 5-1 underdog Algieri. I did think he was a live dog, but like Max was saying, there was no reason why he had to abandon that jab so early and give Pacquiao so much free reign from about a foot to the inside of his reach. Pacquiao was able to get within his reach, no problem. There was no first line of defense. He didn't hold that reach out there and gave his advantages away constantly.
Dionysia Pacquiao, during the last round, doing a little shadow boxing, a little praying, some histrionics thrown in. She's as good a show as there is at ringside.
Algieri's so out of it, he called himself for his own low blow without the ref jumping in. It was about this time also that I felt that Algieri was just trying to survive. Movement's still there, but just no activity on his end. If not for Pac's aggression, this would have been an episode of Dancing with the Stars.
This round, Algieri up on his toes and trying to work his jab. Gets hit by another big shot from Pacquiao. Algieri lands his right across the top. Let's go to the corner of Chris Algieri, where Max Kellerman is ready to talk to Tim Lane about the game plan and what's happening now. Max?
Tim, we're talking a lot about the game plan in the corner. We heard you after two rounds tell him two more of those. And then what was the game plan coming in?
Keep the distance. Keep the distance. Jab on him, let him get tired. Reaching.
Was there an idea that after four rounds something changes?
Yeah.
What was going to change?
I'll tell you after. He's going to put him to sleep here in a few minutes. I'm going to let him go in one more round. I got him in the cage right now. I'm letting him out the cage.
The plan is to have Algieri knock Pacquiao out.
Yes, but I still got him in the cage. He listens to me very well. I'm going to let him loose.
Round 10?
Round 10 or 11. I'm going to let him go.
Unfortunately, Algieri ate a straight left and was on his ass after his corner said that they were not going to let him out of the cage. Solid, solid punch. Algieri's very hurt. A minute left in the ninth round. Looking very bad.
And let's see what Algieri has left.
He doesn't have much left here. That hurts more because he's already
Takes the knee. That's an Algieri method. Take the knee to try to clear his head. So these are knockdowns number four and five.
All right, let's go. Five.
Six knockdowns in the fight so far for Pacquiao.
Algieri better hold or the fight's over. There he is.
Held for a little while. Couldn't hold on long enough.
It's Pacquiao who's out of his cage.
Yeah.
He's still fighting though.
Algieri showing guts.
Inexplicable movement by the ref to stop that barrage. Maybe he saved Algieri's life right there as far as trying to survive the round. 10 seconds left.
And I hope referee don't jump in too soon. Let Pacquiao finish him at least. Because if he doesn't, he jumps
Algieri
in too soon.
Algieri returning blows. Only thing saving him, along with the bell. The beauty of the Pacquiao aggression is right there. The punches from all those awkward angles. Finding the opening, capitalizing on the weaknesses and the mistakes of Algieri. And Algieri's hurt really bad right now. Ice being applied to the swelling face. His corner is now, or should be now, in panic mode.
Deep breath, Chris. Deep breath. Deep breath, baby. Deep breath. I want want you to listen to me, Chris, while you're breathing. I want you to listen to me.
Okay.
We are exactly where we need to be. I know you trust me.
Can you see this beautiful straight left hand by Manny Pacquiao? Right down the pipe off of Chris Algieri's jab, and down Chris Algieri goes. That was a beautiful straight left hand. Couldn't ask for better. Chris tried to time it with the hook, and the left hand landed right on the chin before Chris's hook could get there.
That straight left was open for Pacquiao all night long. Pacquiao finally threw it at the right time when Chris was trying to time him with that left hook. The straight left from Pacquiao lands first. The best punch of the night.
To try to just take a knee for the 8 count.
And staying in character all the way, you heard Tim Lane say, Chris, we're right where we want to be. That may be the case, but they are 6 knockdowns behind so far. And according to our unofficial scorer, Chris Algieri has lost every round on top of that. And Harold, I mean, this score will be astronomical now. What is it?
I've got him ahead by 14 points. I got it 90-76, 9-0, Manny Pacquiao. Jim, I sort of disagree with the 6 knockdowns. I think he only scored 5.
No, that's right. I miscounted. Exactly right.
But here's Manny Pacquiao on the offensive right here. 9-0 Pacquiao so far.
Meantime, a knockout win for Pacquiao would be a big deal here, not only because he hasn't scored one in 8 fights, but because Algieri, as Ruslan Provodnikov, a knockout artist, can tell you, is very hard to knock out.
Algieri has a 4-inch height advantage. He came into the ring with what we judged by our scale to be a 6-pound weight advantage. He's a longer, more defensively oriented counterpuncher. Not everybody thought that Pacquiao was going to be able to step forward and get the knockout. Freddie Roach said all along it would happen. On the other hand, Freddie Roach didn't think that Pacquiao would have to go to the 10th round to do it. But it's been entertaining to watch the buildup.
And on the other hand, here Algieri still is.
Like I said earlier, it's crazy, and I know it's ironic and crazy, but I knew that his team was planning to try to knock Pacquiao out.
You turned out to be 100% correct. And my mind is blown.
But I told you, as a boxer, and from a boxing standpoint, that's the only chance he saw. He has less experience than Pacquiao. You don't outpoint Pacquiao, so his only gamble was to try to knock him out.
Learn something new every day.
Algieri just taking all of his height advantage away by bending at the waist like that. Scores Pacquiao's power hand. It makes absolutely no sense.
He's starting to show up.
Yeah, class tells over time.
True indeed. The difference in class is obvious.
Well, some would say it showed up in round 2.
And by the way, what does that say about Pacquiao? Where class has told over time against Tim Bradley, now against Algieri.
There's the 6 knockdown.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Come on forward.
6 knockdown for Pacquiao. 10th round.
At this stage in Pacquiao's career,
Algieri's going to need to bring out a bazooka in the next round to take this out.
Family not so happy. Dionysia Pacquiao is dancing in the aisles.
Deep breath, baby. Deep breath, baby.
Well, when you choose, Chris, you gotta bring everything back. You gotta stay square, baby.
His opponent was saying some truth right there. The reason why Algieri's jab wasn't landing was because he wasn't pulling it back. Well, it was landing, but he wasn't pulling that jab back fast enough to cover his face. Pacquiao, time and time again, was able to slip that jab and land the counter.
Pacquiao coming forward, lands a beautiful straight left hand high on the neck of Algieri, followed by a beautiful right hook, which I think the right hook did more damage. Then he kind of caught him with a forearm.
Beautiful combination to take Algieri down.
Legs are tired. Fatigue is showing up. Not so much as devastating from the one punches, but devastation from the fact that that punch and fatigue with it. That right hook was a great shot right on the chin.
Accumulation of punishment. And Algieri comes back for the 11th round.
Algieri said that he wonders where the quit comes from in the other guy. He doesn't think about quitting, and he's had 6 different chances in this fight than on the canvas.
And he's about to get another one if he keeps that head high like that.
hung him in the corner. I'm gonna, you can get out of the cage now. I'm sure he wants to.
It's like turning a wolf out of the cage in the bear pen.
Exactly.
Roy Jones Jr. not making any sense. But neither is Algieri's game plan. Pacquiao now is taking his foot off the pedal. Knowing he's got this in the bag, basically, except for some lucky out of nowhere shot from Algieri. This fight will be over after the 12th round.
Some critics on the web said odds should be 50-1.
With the decision going to Pacquiao.
There were other outrageous numbers floated around. As of a couple days ago, the last time I checked, betting odds were about 7-1.
I saw as low as 6-1. So they kept dropping.
Went back up apparently in the last few hours as bettors here got in their money on Pacquiao.
Smart money.
Smart Pacquiao.
Easy money.
He has fought a perfect fight for his purposes.
And this ref is ridiculous with the low blow calls. Absolutely nowhere near being a low blow. Very good punching. Very good body shots by Algieri. One of his only bright spots in the fight.
The guy right there, we might, if he looks good tomorrow night, we might look at him down the line. And if you would have seen the look that Pacquiao gave Jesse Vargas, it almost had me in shock. I was like, wait a minute, Pacquiao, he's not talking about now, he's talking about later. But Jesse wasn't looking, and had Jesse been looking, we probably would have had to separate him.
Wow.
That's how focused Manny is.
Well, Freddie Roach has said that he wants Pacquiao back down at 140 pounds, where your fighter Jesse Vargas fights, by May of 2015. And forever thereafter. In Roach's mind, the days of fighting as a welterweight are over after this. This, of course, assumes that there's never to be a Floyd Mayweather fight. If that were to somehow materialize, then the going back to 140 falls by the wayside.
I mean, if guys like Ramsey and Algieri can't compete with you, then the only boxer, pure boxer who makes sense is Mayweather, in addition to all the other reasons that people want to see that fight.
Deep breath, baby, deep breath.
Last round, Chris. Last round, baby. Breathe and breathe. Throw those twos again. Let that hook come right back, man. Hooks. Pull your bottom. Drop the cuts. They're there. Come on. Just don't let that right hand stay square.
That Chris, once you look at me, we got one more round. I want you to creep on him, step around him, and give me that body shot and that uppercut and hook, okay? The six is open for you, okay? I want you to creep on him here and stay on his ass. We got one more round. You're in shape. Champion lifestyle. Chris Algieri show. Stay on him this round. I want
you to right here.
Very positive guys in Algieri's corner, I'll give them that. They seem very calm for getting the ass whooped for 11 rounds. What else can you do but try to give your motivation to your fighter?
Manny flashes Chris
Algieri needs a knockout in round 12.
Spectacular Hollywood smile as he gets ready to try to knock him out one more time.
And I think they just had a small crash of heads.
There's a swelling just under the left eye of Manny Pacquiao. Almost imperceptible, but it's there. Perhaps a tiny compliment to Chris Algieri's right-hand leads earlier in the fight. There have been six knockdowns, and Pacquiao has looked at times spectacular. So I don't think the narrative is going to be, oh, he didn't get a knockout, if in fact Algieri somehow makes the final bell. More likely, the narrative is going to be Pacquiao's power was largely back.
Looks that way to me.
Good uppercut by Pacquiao and a hard right hand by Algieri. Pacquiao took Algieri's hard right hand in such a way as to once again suggest that the knockout strategy was a faint wish. There's another hard right hand by Algieri. Pacquiao's a little bit more open in this round as he drops his hands and tries for a knockout. back up. Comes out of it, looking to land again. Algieri moving and moving.
The hard thing about it for Chris Algieri is Pacquiao's movement is just as effective as Algieri's movement. So when Algieri goes to attack Pacquiao, Pacquiao makes the same move or same type of move that Algieri makes when Pacquiao attacks him. So it makes it just as difficult for him to hit Pacquiao as it is for Pacquiao to hit him.
The distance between this and fighting somebody like Ruslan Provodnikov is about the same as the distance walking from here to Siberia. It's a long, long way.
Lampton making statements like he's suffering from a stroke. I'll give him this. Algieri did have a big step up to Ruslan Provodnikov too. Manny Pacquiao, he did show great movement. Last 30 seconds of the fight. Pacquiao still coming strong, throwing more punches, and you're not going to win a fight against Manny Pacquiao if he throws more punches than you. He is the flashier fighter. He is the stronger puncher fighter.
Since he's been down
very surprised Algieri didn't stay busy, wasn't more active. Didn't practice on that jab enough. Footwork is there. Just no activity. Great fight by Manny Pacquiao. Took away all of the strength that Algieri had brought. Showed that he could put off the ring. Showed that he could really outbox a taller Ranger fighter. Ended with a little shuffle at the end of the fight. Anticlimactic, we know this is going to go to Pacquiao. Almost a shutout, but I gave round 5 to Algieri. He was busy that round, he landed the harder punches. He just couldn't recreate that activity in any other rounds.
So Manny Pacquiao scores 6 official knockdowns of Chris Algieri.
He survived. The drought continues for the hard-punching Manny Pacquiao. 5 years in counting since he got his last knockout, but he did show that he had a lot of power.
Unanimous decision win.
Able to catch Algieri, the moving target, the taller guy.
Mostly to Chris Algieri in the fight.
6 knockdowns altogether.
Round two. Algieri was under wraps and still trying to box at this point. It was ruled a knockdown, even though to our eyes it appeared that the slip on the water was at least as much a factor as the punches that Pacquiao landed. Then round 4, Pacquiao lands an uppercut to the throat. Round 6, here comes knockdown number 2.
If there ever was a game changer, it was that round 6 knockout. It was a solid, solid, hard.
And still in round 6, knockdown
punch.
Number 3, and another knockdown on which the
I'm
water
sure
in
Algieri and his team were really waiting to get out of the cage, but they had to stay in the cage because of that knockdown. And then round 9 came along, and Pacquiao even hit harder. So.
Round 9, no question about that.
Huge power difference.
That is a classic, I hit you in the mouth knockdown. Still in round 9. Algieri still damaged from the preceding knockdown, took a knee there.
So
that was 5 knockdowns at that point. And then the final knockdown came in the 10th round at just about the moment when Tim Lane was telling Max Kellerman that the strategy was going to be for Algieri to knock Pacquiao out in the next round. And now Dionisio Pacquiao conducts some kind of ceremony over her son as Manny Pacquiao kneels in the corner to pray. And we'll go to Michael Buffer for the official decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Venetian Macau Hotel Resort, we go to the scorecards. Levi Martinez scores it 119-103. Patrick Morley has the same score, 119-103. And Michael Pernick scores it 120-102. All 3 judges scored for the winner by unanimous decision. And still WBO welterweight champion of the world, Manny Pacman Pacquiao!
Manny. So if you said to yourself, well, Algieri's boxing style...
Yeah, and there was Manny getting the win. We're going to go ahead and fast forward to the interviews. Max Kellerman on the mic.
Of course, I'm satisfied with my performance tonight. I came to fight, you know, I did my best, and I think that's enough.
You scored 6 official knockdowns anyway.
a bigger display of power than we've seen in recent fights. Why is that?
We improve our strength. We do more heavy bagging training, and we start early in our training camp. So that's why I'm very confident to win the fight, and I'm in shape.
In, I think it was the 9th round when you knocked him down and badly hurt him. At that point, were you looking to finish the fight with a knockout? It's been a while since you've had one.
Yes, I'm trying to, I'm looking for a knockout, but, fast, it's moving, so it's hard to get careless and overconfident.
We were talking about the large entourage that you brought with you here this time, and how you're a fighter who seems to be able to still perform even when there are lots of distractions. Why is that, Manny?
I'm so happy because there's a lot of Filipino people came here tonight and watched the fight, and I know especially to my bunch of family members of the family a lot, and my kids is here, so I'm very happy because God gave me this this victory tonight, and He strengthened me and He protect me all the time. So in Jesus' name, I'm victorious tonight. So thank you so much for the support of all the fans around the world.
You told me before the fight that you're not slowing down and you're going to continue fighting for the foreseeable future. But the fight that everyone's been talking about again, which seems to happen every time before you fight, is you and Floyd Mayweather. What are your thoughts about that fight right now?
He's going to fight me? Yes, yes. Yes, I mean, well, I think I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight next year for him.
Thanks, Manny.
Thank you so much.
Manny.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Good fight. Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Chris, you came in very confident. You guys seemed to have a plan going early when you were not very active in those first four rounds. What was the plan?
The plan was to fight four first rounds. I knew he was going to come on strong. I had a feeling that he was going to try and blast me out of there just because I'm not used to the big stage. But Manny is the best in the world at fighting like Manny Pacquiao. That's really what it is. His start and stop is great. He's his style, he's got so much experience, and he's perfected fighting like Manny Pacquiao.
And was your plan actually to come in and keep it contained and then knock Manny Pacquiao out? You have 8 knockouts in 20 fights.
The plan was get into the later rounds there without incurring too much damage and setting up the pace and land shots that would hurt him. If the knockout came, it came. We weren't specifically looking for the knockout, but we were looking to put some damage on the guy. Just because I don't have a lot of knockouts doesn't mean I can't hurt the guys in there. I've hurt every fighter I've ever fought. It was just to put enough hurt on him that we could, slow his pace.
Do you believe you hurt Manny tonight?
I think I caught him with a few shots that made him think. In that last round, I know his corner was imploring him to really turn it on, and I don't care what anybody says, Manny is not letting guys slide. He's in there throwing bombs, and he's trying to get everybody out of there every single round. He was just being cautious because I did clip him with a few counter shots on the way in.
It was the 8th or 9th round where he seemed to actually really hurt you with a knockdown.
Yeah.
A couple of those knockdowns clearly weren't real, but some of them were. How badly were you hurt and when?
The only one that was a legitimate knockdown was when we traded the left hooks. I thought I was having my best round of the fight at that point, and I sat down on a left hook. And I mean, what veterans are great at doing is finding little holes in defense, and he caught me with a great shot as we were trading left hooks. And that was really the only shot that hurt me, that put me flat on my back. But I had my legs pretty good, when I got up. And I knew he was going to come and bring a serious onslaught and probably slow down the next round some, which he did, which allowed me to get my footing and get back out there and look for some work.
Finally, we're all very interested in where Pacquiao is now at this point in his career, especially when it comes to his punching power at this stage in his career. What was it like?
It's not so much the punching power, tell you the truth. It's how he mixes the punches up. Manny is the best in the world at fighting like Manny Pacquiao. He has a very, very distinct and unique style that he has perfected for what works specifically for his body type and his style and what works for him. He's very good at being Manny Pacquiao, and Manny Pacquiao's a hell of a fighter.
He is. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Chris Algieri. What more can you say? Manny Pacquiao versus Chris Algieri. In the end, I had it 11-1 to Pacquiao. Pacquiao wins unanimously. The decision goes to Pacquiao. And the next question is, does he fight Mayweather? Cypher Boxing Radio. We say what's up to Obi in Hawaii right now. He's meeting some people over there over in Hilo. We'd like to say RIP to Albert Santos, my man. See you on the other side. And see y'all again. 1630 AM K-Chung Radio, Chinatown, Los Angeles. Cypher Boxing. We'll see you later.
You're a fighter. What's your instinct? Do you really believe there's a possibility?
I know there's a possibility because, I mean, Floyd Mayweather is the best in the world. Floyd Mayweather does have competitiveness in his blood deep down inside. He is getting tired and probably has been tired of the Pacquiao talk. However, he does want to do things on his terms, on his turf, when he feels like it, not when nobody else tells him. So I do still believe as long as Pacquiao can continue to win, I think the fight is always on the horizon.
All right. We shall see. Meanwhile, let's look ahead, and thanks for being with us tonight.